From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Europe tries to grapple with the growing influx of refugees. Hundreds of refugees left Budapest Keleti train station and reached the border of Austria Saturday aboard buses provided by the Hungarian government. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in Budapest.
The Hungarian government has set up a holding center at Vicska. It's a city en route between Budapest and the Austrian border, where a number of refugees were being offered shelter and being encouraged to stay there while officials decided how they were going to deal with their cases. A number of people became desperate, essentially, and said they were getting tired of waiting. They were losing hope. And so a number of them tried to leave the shelter and make their way down the highway.
However, even as crews cleared piles of garbage and removed portable toilets at the Budapest station, authorities were bracing for a new wave of refugees heading there. In Luxembourg, EU leaders met in an effort to form a united front on the refugee issue. The EU foreign policy chief is Federica Mogherini.
The time for blame games is over. It's time for taking decisions, turning decisions into actions, and doing it united. As Europeans, only in this way we will have the possibilities to face this issue, this urgency, this dramatic event, keeping faith to our European values, that are the values of respect of human rights, solidarity.
French, German, and Italian leaders have said there must be a compulsory and fair distribution of refugees across the European Union. This is VOA News. Warplanes from the United Arab Emirates bombed Shiite Houthi targets across Yemen Saturday, a day after at least 55 soldiers from a Saudi-led coalition were killed in a rebel missile strike. Medical sources and hospitals in the capital of Sana'a, which has been under effective control of the Iranian-allied Houthi militia for almost a year now, said about 24 civilians were killed in the city as a result of the attacks, according to Reuters, citing the Emirates news agency WAM. The airstrikes came a day after 10 Saudi troops were killed in the rebel missile attack that hit an ammunition depot in Marib, about 120 kilometers east of Sana'a. That attack also left 45 Emirati and 5 Bahraini soldiers dead, Saudi media said, in the kingdom's first losses inside the country. It was the first public acknowledgement by the Saudis that they have ground troops in Yemen, where they lead a coalition targeting the Iranian-backed Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies. The U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia continue to cooperate closely in countering terrorist activity in the Middle East and around the world, including the battle against Islamic State militants. During Saudi King Salman's visit to the White House Friday, the two leaders discussed the conflicts in Yemen and Syria, as well as the recently negotiated nuclear agreement aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear program in return for relief from international sanctions.
We'll discuss the importance of effectively implementing the deal to ensure that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon while counteracting its destabilizing activities in the region.
Obama assured King Salman that the nuclear agreement will be enforced. Saudi Arabia has had reservations about the deal and views Iran as a regional adversary. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said Saturday that the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine has been respected for a week. Speaking on Ukrainian national television, Poroshenko said that this is the first time since the Western brokered agreement was signed in Minsk in February that no Ukrainian soldier has died in the fighting. It's been reported, however, that several servicemen and civilians did die or were wounded since Wednesday. Pro-Russian separatists also announced Saturday that a civilian was killed near Donetsk by Ukrainian army fire. The truce to end an armed conflict in eastern Ukraine had been marred by deadly incidents almost daily, and the total casualties stand at more than 6,800. Police in Thailand say they're looking for a 10th suspect in last month's bombing of a landmark in central Bangkok that killed 20 people. Authorities are seeking an arrest warrant soon for a man who shared an apartment with a suspect who was arrested a week ago. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.